under the American Rescue Plan, states could increase jobless benefits by $300 per week through early September with federal funds. Montana has also allowed folks to receive them past the usual 13-week cutoff. While unemployment numbers have gone down in Montana, Andrew Stettner with the Progressive Century Foundation says there are still too many barriers to new jobs, such as lack of childcare.
We're happy that the economy has recovered, but we don't return back to where we were overnight. And that's really what this is asking people to do when there's not really enough time for them to be able to do so.
The Century Foundation estimates the cutoff will affect more than 31,000 Montana workers who now won't be getting some $154 million in federal funds. About half of U.S. states have followed Montana so far in cutting back benefits. Gianforte says it will address a labor shortage as the state opens back up. In place of benefits, the state is offering return-to-work bonuses of $1,200 through October and capped at 12,500 workers for people who complete 4 weeks of a new job. According to Stettner, bonuses are not a cost-effective way to get people back to work for the long term.
Wage subsidies, child care assistance, transportation assistance, people may need some help fixing their car or getting a new vehicle, for example. I'm all for those supportive services, but I think they should go alongside unemployment benefits as part of a transition out of the safety net.
Stettner says businesses also have a hand in enticing people back to work.
Who's having the trouble filling jobs? Well, they're jobs that don't have benefits. They don't have consistent hours. They aren't paying a living wage. Maybe employers can start looking in the mirror rather than blaming unemployed people.
The enhanced unemployment benefits are slated to end June 27th in Montana. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.